Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Ramsey County officials are bringing two investigations into ICE agents illegally detaining and kidnapping people to light, demanding federal evidence by Tuhi letter. County Sheriff Bob Fletcher says the first investigation involves Chong Lee Scott Tao, a U.S. citizen who was forced out of his St. Paul home on January 18th. He says they sent a letter to the feds in February and met with ICE in early March, but no information was shared.
Here's the thing. There are limits on ICE authority, just like there are limits on ours. We operate in that environment on a daily basis, knowing that we're limited by the Constitution, by laws, both federal and state. When someone breaches those limits of authority, there are consequences.
Fletcher stressed, quote, there is no such thing as absolute immunity for federal agents, especially in situations like this. There is one more active investigation and three preliminary investigations open. Unionized doctors and advanced practice providers at Allina Health ratified their first contract. Members of Doctors Council SEIU voted by more than 90% to approve a new three-year agreement, effective immediately. This covers more than 600 physicians, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners providing primary and urgent care. The agreement follows over 2 years of negotiations, including a one-day unfair labor practice strike last November and a recent strike authorization vote. House Democrats say the costs from the federal Operation Metro surge continue to rise. They're proposing a bill to help small businesses, schools, and local governments recover. Representative Esther Ogbeje of Minneapolis said it should start with the feds, but the state needs a plan B.
The best solution would be for the federal government to hold themselves accountable and rectify the problems that they've caused here in Minnesota. But until that time, we will continue to use the power that we have here in the state.
The bill does not include a dollar amount at this time, but DFL Representative Cedric Frazier estimates $100 million would be needed. An event Saturday at the U of M's St. Cloud campus gives rural youth a chance to look at careers in the medical field. Registration can be found on any of the Minnesota Medical Association's social media pages. Classes were canceled today at Spring Lake Park schools in the North Metro due to suspected ransomware incident. Officials say their technology team confirmed an outside actor gained access to school district technology systems. Staff was working with third-party cybersecurity experts and law enforcement to restore all systems. Almost 90% of teens in a national study by the U of M believe higher education can solve global challenges. But CFAN's Associate Dean of Undergraduate Programs, Julie Grossman, says teens want more than classroom learning. This includes internships, field training, and research experience.
Almost 60% said that hands-on learning, getting out of the classroom and doing what they're interested in, would influence their college choice.
Grossman says employers across the food and agriculture sector, which are looking for new blood in Minnesota, believe preparation is what the workforce demands. The Minnesota Lynx have the second overall pick in tonight's WNBA draft in New York City. UCLA center Lauren Betts, UConn guard AZ Fudd, TCU point guard Olivia Miles, and Spain center Awa Pham are expected to be among the top selections. This is MNN.